संशयं समग्रं माम यथा ज्ञास्यति तस्मै। The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Now hear, O son of Krita, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Chapter 7 of the Bhagavad Gita is entitled Knowledge of the Absolute. Within this material existence, there are so many forms of education dealing with the relative phenomena of what our senses can perceive and our minds and intellect can to some extent conceive. But when we speak of absolute existence, such existence is transcendental to all limitations in which relative existence is limited by. It is inconceivable to the mind and intellect, and it is not perceivable by the senses conditioned by material conception. So knowledge of the absolute must be understood by different processes. And Krishna is explaining here how knowledge of the absolute truth can be not only understood, but realized and experienced. It begins by hearing from the proper source with submissive oral reception. There is literally no other way in which we can approach transcendental knowledge. Krishna has spoken, and through his words, as they were written by his very own self, the avatar of Vedavyasa, we have Shastra.